You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You're juggling work, life, and imploding bullpens. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
If that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie.
On this Monday morning, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Taking your calls. We got Alex on the other side. We got you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 3 hours. We'll get to the Knicks. I did, if you didn't hear me, I was with you all day Sunday, felt like. I was with you Sunday morning. From 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., we did a lot of Knicks then, celebrating. We're still celebrating. Eastern Conference Finals. It's amazing to just say it. It still feels good. I'm still hung up on it. But I was in the Bronx last night. I was in a bougie suite with Evan Roberts and Tommy Lugauer and Sean Marash. And we watched the Yankees win the Subway Series, take the finale 8-2. In a game that, when you say 8-2, sounds different than what it was. Obviously, a very close game into the eighth inning when the Yankees do what they do. This Yankee offense, right? Let's just start there for just a quick second before we turn our thoughts and our praise to Brian Cashman. Believe it or not, I'm going to talk a little Brian Cashman on this Monday morning. But this Yankee offense that has had issues with runners in scoring position, has had issues, much like the Mets, has had issues with coming through in the record in one-run games and situational hitting. But what they do is score a lot of runs and have big innings. As they've already had 13 games where they've scored five or more runs in an inning, it's creeping up to the amount that they did all of last year. They explode in the eighth. Bellinger caps it off with the grand slam. And the New York Yankees take round one of the Subway Series. And for me, yes, it's about the pivot. Pivot! Because the New York Yankees, and there's so much talk heading into this series, we're going to get to Juan Soto. We're going to talk about all the different elements of Juan Soto. We're going to talk about everything that you could possibly imagine about Juan Soto. From the reaction to the fans, from his base running, to his defense, to his ineptitude offensively in this series. So much talk about Juan Soto, even so much talk about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto going back and forth. The two Titans. It's going to be a rivalry forever. Rivalry weekend for ESPN and for Major League Baseball. And the two of those pictures together. It's like Rocky and Drago. And ultimately, it came down to the pivot. And that's why Brian Cashman had himself one hell of a weekend. Because what wins this game? Well, I think you can talk specifically. The Vivas at bat was huge in the eighth inning, battling off fastball at 100 mile per hour fastball after 100 mile per hour fastball, and then putting the ball in play and watching Alonso throw it away. But who was the dominant force in the series? Bellinger. As he reached base, what, five times tonight, 3 for 3. He gets on base almost every at bat in game one. In the two wins, Bellinger is the key figure in the series. He hits the grand slam to cap it off. You've got Goldschmidt, who is, you know, incredible right now, hitting 350, takes a 100-mile-an-hour fastball that's up out of the zone and jumps all over it for a base hit up the middle to extend that eighth inning and give them a two-run lead. Devin Williams coming back. After what we've experienced with him, it's still amazing watching the ERA of 7 as he comes to the plate. And like, you know, as he comes to the mound, he's been better with a 7 ERA. That's how bad it was. But he has exercised the demons. Striking out this Met team, getting through Pete Alonso. He's been great over the last couple of outings and in this series specifically. And then Max Fried last night, who didn't even have his best stuff. Max Fried was battling. The Mets made him battle. He was not locating. He didn't have his best stuff. But yet, this is what this guy does. He throws the wild pitch that ultimately ties the game, which is unfortunate, before striking out Juan Soto yet again. But what we've seen from Max Fried, who is now pitching to a 1-3 ERA, the Yankees, he has started 10 games for the New York Yankees. They have won 9 of them, including this one last night. And so to me, as you look at it, we could talk Juan Soto till we're blue in the face, and Yankee fans, we can boo him. And still, listen, I'll tell you, I don't think it's that big a deal. I'm not hung up on this stuff. I'm not the kind of guy who gets into all this stuff. But yeah, I'll be totally honest with you. I thought the Yankee fans handled themselves great on Friday night. I thought it was a lot of fun. I think the boos are perfectly fine. Nobody went overboard. I appreciated the turning of the back. When running out into right field on Friday night, turning your back, he turned our back. He turned his back on us. We turned his back on him. I'm fine with it. I had a caller, I think John in Maspeth, who obviously famously wanted the fire Brian Cashman. I'm not sure how he feels about Brian Cashman tonight. We're not firing Brian Cashman tonight. But he was talking about throwing money at Juan Soto. That never happened. But as great as it was, I got to tell you, the second the Yankees took the lead, at least for where I'm sitting in the bougie sweet last night, immediately the Yankee fans turned to F. Juan Soto. You're hearing it being screamed as we're walking out the building. Like, yeah, it's silly. It's stupid. I don't know why you would want to chant F. Juan Soto. I don't know why that's what we're focused on. Because to me, Juan Soto was a very small part of this series. He steals third base that leads to the tying run on Saturday. Other than that, he had nothing to do with this series, and we'll get to Juan Soto and his struggles and how he looks, and I'll try to give you an honest assessment as someone who watched every one of his at-bats last year and what we're seeing this year, and I hope Met fans can tolerate my assessment without thinking it's trolling. But the New York Yankees take 2 of 3, and they did it with Plan B. And I got to tell you, hand raised. I was Plan B sucks this entire offseason. To me, it was Juan Soto or bust. I didn't want to hear about Plan B. I knew that you could still field a team, but I didn't want to hear about it. And I don't think there's any doubt. We're going to see long-term. Juan Soto signed a 15-year contract. He's a great player. He's not off to the best start. Something's up with him. We haven't seen the best of him. That's fine. But I expect that the Mets will sooner rather than later. And as a Yankee fan, I'm glad it wasn't this weekend. I fully expected it. We didn't see his best yet. But this is a long-term contract, 15 years. So I don't know where the Yankees would be years from now. I don't know over the totality of that time. But I got to tell you, watching this team right now, watching what they're doing, watching this series, it is hard to argue that Max Fried wouldn't be on this team. It's hard to argue that Bellinger, who is now as hot as any player on the team, including Aaron Judge, who didn't do much this series either, got a double in this game that led to the two runs, was a key figure in the early two runs of this game. Got a couple of hits in Friday night, was terrible on Saturday. Had a couple of key moments, if you want to make that a case, and didn't come through. But ultimately, you know, not his best, not a disaster, but not a key figure in the series, nor is Juan Soto. The key figures in the series are everybody the Yankees pivoted to when Juan Soto left. And so to me, when you look at this team and you look at the injuries to Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil, I don't know where they would be without Max Fried, without a guy who I can tell you right now, watching him last night, watching him all season, he was not himself, he was not locating, he struggled through this entire game, and yet what do we get? Six innings, two runs? That's the struggle of Max Fried right now. That's him at his worst. The last two games are arguably, outside of maybe the first start of the year, his last two games in Seattle and now against the Mets have been as bad as he's been for the last 2 months. And it's five innings of one run and six innings of two run. That's how good he has been. That's how much he's meant to this team. And right now, Cody Bellinger and the protection he provides and the opportunities he's getting, hitting behind Judge and the grand slam last night, the double down the line in the first inning to get the game started, his athleticism, his defense, his ability to beat out ground balls, which we've seen a lot from the Yankees in this series. Now, I wish they would steal more bases, but you see a lot of balls that used to be double plays for the Yankees are now being beat out. You're seeing guys, as Pete Alonso was tested in this game, to throw home and completely airmails it. And is the beginning of the end for the New York Mets late in this game. But what we're seeing from the players who would not be here. Now, listen, you can make a case that for $12 million on a one-year contract, Goldschmidt would still be here even with Juan Soto. And I don't know what the team would look like. But I find it hard to believe that you would have Bellinger. You would have Juan Soto. But you wouldn't have Bellinger. You wouldn't have Fried. You might not have Devin Williams. Because you wouldn't have the starting depth without Max Fried, and maybe the Yankees don't trade their starting depth. Maybe the Yankees don't give away a starting pitcher to bring in Devin Williams. So right now, to me, you look at this team, there's still issues. You look at the Mets, and obviously there's issues, defensive issues, offensive issues. They continue to not really hit. And what we're seeing from Juan Soto, and I know he's the story of this. I was on earlier today, so I've done a lot of this. But he's obviously the story of this series. So much anticipation, how the crowd was going to handle him. He's 1-for-10 in this series. And I can tell you, Met fans, I'm trying to be honest with you, and this isn't trolling. Clearly, he's not himself. You see him, I watched him all of last year. There's an at-bat in this game against Max Fried that I've never seen him look that bad. He backs out of the box and turns his back on a breaking ball that hits the outside corner and then is completely, completely off balance on a breaking ball low in the zone. That was as ugly an at-bat and as bad-looking an at-bat from Juan Soto that I saw at any point last year. It never looked that bad. Then he gets the check swing ground ball that, amazingly enough, is a tough play up the middle for DJ LeMahieu, who's another talking point this series. And it doesn't look like he's hustling out of the box. And we can forget body language and we can forget everything else that we seem to be focused on. The fact of the matter is, Juan Soto doesn't look like himself and he's not having a typical year. That's just a fact. And the Mets are clearly going to need him to be better than this, is now they're, what, a half a game up in Philadelphia? I expect it, you expect it, we all expect it, but we can be honest. So much made about this series. And quite honestly, what's ironic is he's actually played really good defense, right? He fields the ball off the wall in Saturday's game that prevents a run from scoring on a double. He made a couple of nice running plays in this game last night. On the base path, he steals third base. He steals a base on Friday night. He steals third base on Saturday, which leads to the go-ahead run in game number two on Saturday. He did everything else but come through and hit, and he's just looked different. There's no doubt about it. The shuffle isn't there. The enthusiasm isn't there. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to assess the New York Mets and Juan Soto, and there is no doubt he is not himself at the moment. And the Mets right now, as you start to see Pete Alonso cool off, which was natural. He was having an incredible start. Even Lindor really doesn't come through in this series. He's starting to cool off a little bit. You've got the defense of Vientos costing them early in this game, and there's going to be a talk around DHing him and having Beatty play, who's clearly better defensively than Vientos. But pretty much the Mets continue to not be able to get the big hit. They had multiple opportunities in this game, on Friday night's game against Rodon, who kind of was wild and was walking people. They are yet to come through with that big hit. And while the Yankees are the same way in some ways, they were able to come through with just enough, have that big inning that they're classically, you know, getting at this point in the season. And Bellinger comes through with the big grand slam. And for me, that is the talk of this series. Last night, you go to Vivas and that at bat, Pete Alonso throwing the ball away. That clearly leads to the beginning of that inning. But if you look at this team for the New York Yankees, who take the first series against the Mets, who are now big brother for until we get to July 4th, all the fun we want to have, all the nonsense we want to talk, everything we want to say about, oh, we're the Yankee fans are butthurt and the Yankee fans are wounded and the Yankee fans are sad that Juan Soto's gone. And certainly that's a part of it. I'm sad Juan Soto's gone as a New York Yankee fan. I still am.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I understand the reaction from the Yankee fan base, and it could be over the top at times. We could say whatever we want to say about it. The fact of the matter is, right now, Brian Cashman, the New York Yankees organization, and this team is better off today, and I never thought I'd say it. And I don't know if I could say that long term. If I could go back in time and sign Juan Soto, I still have a hard time saying I wouldn't. But you look at what Bellinger's providing specifically over the last 15 to 20 games. You look at how great Goldschmidt has been. You look at how important Devin Williams is going to be at the back end of a bullpen that could have you have Cruz, have you now we see Jonathan Loaisiga coming back, and he almost had an immaculate inning in this game. Me and Lugie were talking about it before he ends up walking and then the era and having a moment there where you had to get Lindor out. But you've got Loaisiga, you've got Cruz, who leads all relievers in strikeouts, despite not having a great inning against the Mets on Saturday. You have Devin Williams and you have Luke Weaver. The addition of Devin Williams makes that bullpen elite if he can get back to what he's been his entire career. And I do think it was significant for him to get out Pete Alonso in the New York Mets. You get to Max Fried, who especially because of the injuries is such a huge part of this team. Brian Cashman's ability to transition off losing the generational player, off losing the player we didn't think we'd lose, off losing the player who wanted to go with the Mets because he believed in their future or he believed in the process, he believed in their farm system, he believed their owner and he believed in their GM, or he wanted the most money and he wanted his family to have suites and wardrobes or whatever reason you want to say he chose the New York Mets. The minute he did, Brian Cashman went to work building the rest of this team. And what he's done is build an offense that scored more runs than any team in baseball. Build a team that is now the largest lead in first place than any other team in baseball. A team that we can question how good they are and what's going on with them. I can tell you this. In a down American League, Chris, it's a down American League and a lousy American League East. Well, they've won four series in a row. They just beat the New York Mets, who I don't think anyone thinks is lousy, leading the National League East with the Phillies and the Braves in it. And to start this four-game series that they've won in a row, it was against the San Diego Padres, who I don't think anyone thinks stinks either. And in both cases, against the Padres and the Mets, they had every opportunity to win all three games at Yankee Stadium. They had a three-run lead in the eighth, and Devin Williams, the last time he's been terrible, blew a game in the eighth inning with a three-run lead, and the Yankees had every opportunity to win the game Saturday and couldn't come through. This team and what they've been able to do off of losing Juan Soto and how the additions have been incredibly impactful. Fried, Goldschmidt, Williams, Bellinger. These guys have made enormous impacts with this roster, and they are the reason why the Yankees leave Yankee Stadium last night, why I'm walking out listening to F1 Soto chants, and I'm walking out with positive Tommy with a 2-1 season victory, series victory, is because Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees went to work immediately after losing Juan Soto, and right now, today, May 19th, they're better off for it. And I never thought I'd say that. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll get to your calls. We'll take you all the way till 5 a.m. And the warm-up show, we'll break down the games well, a little bit more in depth into what happened in this series, in this game, break down a couple of the key plays. Hey, we might even hear some sound, some highlights, and have some fun. What do you say? What do you say on this glorious Monday morning? And again, we'll get to the Knicks because right now we get ready for an Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 on Wednesday night against the Indiana Pacers. And what we saw Friday, and again, I was on earlier Sunday, so I've done a lot of this, but still, it's worth redoing. The party that we had for three quarters on Friday night, the ability to put your feet up. I know many of you were at Yankee Stadium. We were all, you know, either watching half of it on our phones or setting up two televisions or whatever the case may be. But if you're a diehard Knicks fan and you're focused on Game 6 against the Boston Celtics, the ability to put your feet up and relax and party for three quarters as the Knicks and their fans dance their way into the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, Friday night was an incredible experience, unlike many we've ever had, and certainly for a New York Knicks fan. And I know you want that excitement, you want that exhilaration, you want to see them hit that big shot, and you know we have the best closer in basketball and all that. There's something about the way that game went down, and there was something about the blowout and the definitive answer that the Knicks gave us from the opening tip of that game that was one of the great experiences as a fan to be able to kick up your feet and watch your team do something it hasn't done in a quarter of a century against a team that I don't care they were out Tatum. The Knicks took a 3-1 lead with Tatum in this series. Friday night was an incredible night for the Knicks fan. It was an incredible victory over the defending champs. And right now, the New York Knicks are poised. It's going to be a tough series. The Indiana Pacers bring a lot to the table. They are tough. They are physical. They are long. They are athletic. They have a superstar of their own. They roll about 9 to 10 deep. They beat the Knicks last year, and they just took down the other giant in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. This will not be an easy series. But the New York Knicks are capable of anything. There is not another, after what they were able to do against the Boston Celtics and that hurdle, there is not another hurdle that will come their way. There is not another challenge that will arise in front of them the rest of the way that they can't overcome. The New York Knicks are capable of winning an NBA championship, and that's not just being a crazy fan. That's not just a pipe dream. That's what sits before us and gets ready come Wednesday night.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Bellinger flies it into right field. Back it goes at the wall. Soto at the fence, leaps. It's gone. Wow, what a night. What a night. A grand slam for Cody Bellinger. Five times on base, and the Yankees have blown it open. It's an 8-2 Yankee lead.
Yeah, that's right. Emmanuel Babari right here on the Fan. Filling in for a under-the-weather Dave Sims. Hopefully he will be back tomorrow night against the Texas Rangers. But that was the backbreaker. That was the game-ender. That was the one at Yankee Stadium. Sent all the Met fans and many Yankee fans looking to get the hell out of there Thankfully, to the seats, obviously that kind of broke it open. Thankfully, I was there early enough and found some street parking, and you don't have to wait in those lots. Evan, you know, texted me that he was in his car for forever. It's rough, especially big games like this. A lot of people driving with the New Jersey Transit issue. I think Tiki got into some traffic and was unable to make it. So, fun night in the Bronx. Me, Lugie, and Marash were hanging out. We were at Billy's. We were at Stan's. We were talking to the fans. It was fun. And then the game couldn't have gone any better. It was a little nerve-wracking there, but the Yankees pull it out. And Cody Bellinger right now, and I know a lot of Yankee fans have been down on Cody Bellinger. I know a lot of Yankee fans wanted, you know, were tired of watching him play instead of Jason Dominguez every day. But Cody Bellinger has now been, for a good solid 3 weeks, maybe more than that, a month, he's been great. He's been really, really good. And he is, without question, the biggest factor in this series. He breaks open this game. He's on base 5 times, as you heard in the call. Friday night, he's on base constantly. He plays an excellent defense. The difference between him and Dominguez in left is enormous. While Dominguez hasn't hurt them and hasn't made the, you know, drop the easy play or, you know, embarrass them in any way, he still doesn't come in on balls very well. He's afraid to, you know, really go after a ball coming in and fear that he'll misplay it and it'll get behind him and roll to the wall. Like, you see that all the time. Bellinger is a superior fielder, and right now he is as hot as anyone on the team and hit the biggest home run and had the biggest series, and right now is the face of what's going on with the New York Yankees. He is the face of it right now. As great as Goldschmidt is right now, and not to say he's the best player, because Goldschmidt's had a far better season, and we all know about Judge. It's actually refreshing. We don't have to talk too much about Judge, as opposed to constantly talking about how great he is, because he really wasn't a major factor. And again, were there a couple of at-bats that were somewhat key and he didn't come through and you want to get all hung up on it? I'll take your call at 888-808-1019. But ultimately, you know, he has the double in the first inning that leads to runs. He got 2 hits Friday night. He takes an over in game number 2, but he's just a non-factor. He wasn't terrible. The Yankees won the series anyway. He just wasn't a non, but to me, it's Bellinger is like the face of the pivot, because he's the real difference. Because it would be Juan Soto or Bellinger in the outfield. And obviously the emergence of Grisham, who's been so important, and obviously the emergence of Rice as well. But Grisham is, but Bellinger is kind of the face of the pivot, because he's the quote unquote replacement for Juan Soto. And to have him performing like this, and hit one over Juan Soto's head, just out of his reach, to send everybody to their cars tonight and give the Yankees an 8-2 lead and ultimate victory. It's poetic. And right now, sorry, I know I'm the Brian Cashman shill. Tonight's a night for shills to be shill. This is a shill's dream, because Brian Cashman did a hell of a job building this team after losing Juan Soto. Because I think you can honestly say, again, for the next 15 years, I don't know. And moving forward after this year, I don't know. Because money's going to come off the books. DJ LeMahieu's money's going to come off the books. Stanton's money eventually comes off the books completely, and next year drops down from like 32 or 35 to 19. So there's going to be a lot of money off the books, and they're going to be able to do a lot of different things. And having Juan Soto and Aaron Judge back-to-back is a hard thing for me to get over or forget or not want to have. So this is a short-term thing, and we'll see what this season has to bring, and we'll see what the ultimate, you know, dividends are from the pivot. And if they win a championship, I'm not going to care about the next 15 years. I'll be totally honest with you. I'm not going to care. But as of right now, I never thought for a minute I would say the Yankees are better off with Juan Soto. And I'm still not saying that for the entire length of the contract they're better off, or that, you know, I'm just right now today, May 18th, the team is better than it would have been with Juan Soto. It is. Because we know what the Yankees could have done, maybe would have done, and what they wouldn't have done. And Max Fried wouldn't be here. And Cody Bellinger wouldn't be here. And Devin Williams probably wouldn't be here. They're a better team because of it. And I never thought I'd say that for a minute. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Tyler in Brooklyn. What's up, Tyler?
T-Mac, what's up, buddy?
What's up, bro?
What's up? I told you. What did I tell you before? It was a pleasure, you know, shout out to you and Sean. I had a great time at Stan's with you guys. I told you, man, I had to get this call in. I wanted to make sure, especially after a great win like that, man. It was feel good victory.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
I just want to say, this is the first time in a while that I've been to a game, and especially watching this, the way this team's been playing, that, like you said, we don't have to, you know, when Judge is not up to bat, I'm not sitting there saying, oh, well, now, you know, we're dead until Judge gets up again. You know, it's refreshing to see guys like Grisham and Goldie and Bellinger. You know, there's other guys that we are watching that mm-hmm. make a big play for us. And, you know, there was not one moment in this game tonight where I was sitting there watching live and saying, you know, didn't think that we didn't have a chance to win that game. The whole time watching that game,
oh,
I knew that we had that game tonight. There was no doubt in my mind. Freed, even when he was a little shaky and he was, you know, walking a few guys and he was throwing a lot of balls and getting a high pitch count,
mm-hmm.
and they were still, you know, when you have a guy like that on the mound and you see the way this team has been playing and the at-bats they were putting in, you know, it was just, like I said, it's really refreshing, and it was such a feel-good, you know, victory, and just the way this team is playing right now, it's really nice to watch.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it, and thank you for the call, Tyler. I appreciate it. It was fun talking to you as well. I mean, look, you could tell Fried was off because I was in the suite, so I had a view of the ESPN broadcast. I didn't hear what was said. Not a huge fan of the ESPN broadcast, although I do love David Cohen, clearly. But you saw the graphic. Yankees and Mets are tied with Major League Baseball, I guess, and Seattle, I think it's what it said, for the most players of above average OPS. I mean, they have a bunch of it. Last year when they played the Mets, it was you have two hitters, right? That's what they said. And J.D. Davis was hitting cleanup. I mean, it's a completely different team. And yeah, during this game, I mean, listen, I never felt like they were out of it. I don't know how confident I was they were going to win the game, you know, necessarily, but I knew, you know, that every inning they're going to have an opportunity to score some runs. They haven't been able to do it all the time. They've had, and this is one of the typical things, like we talk about the Yankees don't have a great one run game record. They're bad in one run games. Well, this was a pretty damn close game until the eighth inning, and now it's an 8-2 game, and it doesn't feel, oh, well, this doesn't count as a one-run game, but isn't this a close game that they're battling to the end, and it's a play here or a play there, a close, tight game that comes down to good at-bats and playoff atmosphere? Like, this kind of counts to me as a one-run game, although it ends up being 8-2. I mean, it feels like that, and then a lot of the losses are because they've blown big leads and end up losing by a run. Like, I think this team has everything it needs. It's playing really well right now. They've won, if you think about it, they've won four series in a row against the San Diego Padres, who I think everyone would tell you is one of the better teams in baseball in a very talented National League, and they took two or three there. Then they went on an A's team that's not a world beater by any stretch. They are the A's playing in a minor league ballpark, but they're over 500. Seattle's in first place, right? And just I believe they just swept the San Diego Padres. And then the Mets. Like, this isn't a joke. Like, these are four really good series wins in a row. The Yankees are playing good baseball. And right now, all the guys, like all of them, every single guy they've needed to rely on in the pivot coming off of Juan Soto, every single one of them has come through. Bellinger's had a great last month. Goldschmidt's had an incredible season. Max Fried is arguably, you know, right there at the top for Cy Young this year. And I guess Devin Williams is the one guy who has still been a net negative. I'm not going to try and spin it any other way. He's been a disaster. If the season ends today, the Devin Williams experiment was a disaster. But he's turning his season around. He's throwing a hell of a lot better, and he pitched two really dominant innings in this series. Let's get to Reggie in White Plains. What's up, Reggie?
D-Mac, what's up, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Yeah, man. Listen, I can't wait to listen to you on Afternoon Drive someday.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
No doubt. Listen, so after Brazoban got Volpe there, I don't know how you didn't have a little bit of doubt that it might be the Mets.
Yeah,
type,
no, anyway. I know. And there's a conversation we had about Volpe, and honestly, the entire Yankee element of this Subway Series and this Open tonight would have, or this sub the show tonight would have been Anthony Volpe and leaving six runners in on the base paths. And having two miserable at-bats, especially the last one where he saw one strike in like an 8-pitch at bat or 9-pitch at bat and struck out. So, I mean, it was a rough night for Anthony Volpe.
No doubt. Listen, so ESPN got some shots of Soto with some, I mean, they had the camera on him all night, but serious looks of like misery on his face. And, you know, I mean, he made $300,000 plus yesterday, but I wouldn't be frowning that much if I did that. But anyway, do you think at any point Scott Boras paused for a second and said to him, listen, Juan, 15 years, New York City, you know, you might not be able to go anywhere or do anything without some dirtbag fans, you know, giving you the business. Do you think that conversation took place or was it just a numbers game for him?
One more time. I'm sorry.
Do you think Boras, you know, paused for a second before the final decision was made and said, listen, Juan, do you, you know, 15 years, you're going to be in New York City. You know, you might not be able to go out, do anything without some dirtbag fans getting in your face.
No, I don't. He did sign in New York City. I don't know. I'm not sure what your point is. Unless I'm missing it. I don't know, but here's the thing about Juan Soto. Let's have a Juan Soto discussion for a second, because I think it's fair, right? And again, I feel like in today's era, like if I say anything about the Mets, it comes off as trolling. You can't say anything about the team you don't root for, otherwise you're just being a troll. Like, let's just have an honest conversation about Juan Soto. Juan Soto is a tremendous player, and I fully expect him to find himself. But right now, he's just not himself. There's something up. I don't know what it is. And I'm not saying it's he's unhappy being a Met and he wishes he was a Yankee again. Like, that's all BS. Like, it's just Yankee fans saying nonsense. It's just not true. There's no reason to believe that whatsoever. I believe him when he says he's happy with his decision. There's no reason why. Like, he was with the Yankees for 1 year. I know he had a great year. And hitting in front of, I'm sure does he miss hitting in front of Aaron Judge? As great as Pete Alonso has been this year, he's not Aaron Judge. And Juan Soto spoke to it that they're pitching him different. So, like, did he really enjoy hitting in front of Juan, hitting in front of Aaron Judge and what that came and how they pitched him because of Aaron Judge hitting behind him? Sure. I think there's some aspects that, you know, he liked hitting in front of Aaron Judge, but specifically being a Met, being a Yankee, I don't know. But I have people tweeting at me, and I was at the ballpark, so I didn't really hear or listen to the broadcast. But apparently they were talking about it too. Like, the Soto shuffle isn't there as much. That presence in the box, the head nodding and shaking and, you know, taking the pitch, especially balls in the dirt. He'll take that long step, ball goes in the dirt, he'll give you the Juan Soto shuffle. We saw that as Yankee fans and in a Yankee uniform immediately. Day one. We saw that presence in the box. We saw the body language that literally tells you what's going through his mind during an at-bat. We saw a different Juan Soto. That's just a fact. I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just the truth. I don't know what's going on with him. Like, he doesn't run out of the box on the ground ball that DJ makes the play on. Like, I don't know what's going on with him. But he has not been the same player, and it's just a fact. And I don't think it's because he's unhappy being a Met or he doesn't like his teammates or he wants to be a Yankee. I just think maybe it's the weight of the contract. Maybe it's just it takes some time, new surroundings. We've seen plenty of Mets and Yankees. It didn't happen for him in a Yankee uniform. But we've seen plenty of guys come to these teams and struggle out the box, right? Carlos Beltran didn't have a great overall first year, and certainly the start of that year was even worse. You know, we've seen guys come here and not be great right away. But, I mean, this is one of the more flashy, one of the more exuberant, one of the more, you know, fun-loving players we have seen play the game of baseball. And we just haven't seen that guy. And maybe it's because of struggles. Maybe it's because the pressure of making $765 million is a different kind of pressure and he's struggling with it. I don't know. Maybe his offseason was more focused on free agency than baseball for a while, and that's put him off. I'm clutching at straws because I can't tell you what the reason is. And I fully expect him to come back and have a great year. We're talking about him like he's terrible. He's got an 830 OPS. Like, it's not good enough. And with runners in scoring position, he's not been good enough. And 1-for-10 in this series doesn't speak to the player I saw last year who rose to every occasion. whenever the lights were bright, whenever, you know, he had a bad game, he followed it with a great game. You know, in the postseason, he was incredible. In the biggest series, he was always at his best. And I fully expected, as a Yankee fan, even watching him last night, I was telling Loogie, sitting next to him, I'm like, Juan Soto scares me tonight. There is no way he's leaving this series without leaving a mark. There is no way he's leaving the series without a home run. There is no way he's not ripping one up the alley. Like, there is going to be a moment where Juan Soto, I still think the Yankees can win the game necessarily, but Juan Soto is going to make his presence felt at some point in the series. And that's what scares me as I was walking into the building last night. And we didn't see it. And instead, we saw some really ugly at-bats. He jumped out of the way of a breaking ball that hit the outside corner. I was dumbfounded. Something's up with Juan Soto, and the Mets have been able to continue to win without him, and maybe they will still continue to win without him. They've got an incredible pitching staff. The rest of the lineup is good and deep, and you saw they can hurt you a myriad of ways. They can hurt you different ways. You know, Jeff McNeil had a really great game. I dog Jeff McNeil all the time. He had a really good game. He's got the base hit. In the was it the first or second inning? Second inning to get a run back after the Yankees score two. He has shown some really good base running and scores on the wild pitch. Gets a walk later in the game. Jeff McNeil had a really good game. And if he can be someone at the bottom of the lineup, we saw, you know, Acuna struggling, but he can lay down a bunt. He can help you manufacture some runs. You know, obviously Alonso and Lindor are having great years. Beatty's working his way back. Vientos is offensively getting a little bit better. Defense has been an issue for him. But, like, they could still win without Juan Soto, but they can't accomplish what they want to accomplish, and they can't hit on all cylinders without Juan Soto. It's almost next weekend is Memorial Day. Like, it's time for Juan Soto to show up. I am shocked he has not yet. But he hasn't. Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
You know, Chris, you're not wrong about that. Didn't he have a year like this at San Diego that was a little bit down?
Well, when he first got traded there, he was awful. And then, not just, you know, Juan Soto awful, like really kind of not good that second half of the season after being traded there. Then he had a kind of a okay, not great year the full year with San Diego before having the big monster year with the Yankees. Now, I can't speak because I didn't watch him every day the way I've watched him every day in the last 2 years.
Right.
I can't speak to how often the shuffle. I can't speak to how often he looked like himself or what he looked like in a Yankee uniform. So I don't know how he handled himself. I can give you the numbers on a piece of paper, but I didn't get a feel for the everyday at-bats the way I did for the Yankees last year and the way I have been able to for the Mets this year. So I don't know about that, but just body language. He's not the same guy. Like I'm not trying to troll. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to give you my honest assessment. Like, I think he's great. I think even at this, he's still a great player. You know, he's playing like an all-star. Believe it or not, his numbers, those are all-star worthy numbers. Like, he's a good player right now. He's just not himself, and he looks off.
Agreed. You know, and about Bellinger, they said at the beginning of the year there was he got really bad food for whatever it was. He's over that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably could have taken a few extra days off that he did not. He played through it. All right. There's that. And this is just a general observation that goes back to watching the World Series last year. When you get good teams, like, it is likely that it is going to come down to some kind of fundamental thing. A play here Saturday, a quirky play here, something with fundamentals. Tonight, it was, you know, that throw home by Alonso that opened up the floodgates.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, it's just, whether it's dropping a ball in center field, you know what I'm saying. I mean, this is just, you know, when you get the good teams together like this, that atmosphere, it's going to come down to fundamental. You're right about Fried. I'll tell you, that guy, have they lost any of his starts yet?
His last one. Yeah, the one before this one in Seattle. For the first time, they were 8-0 in his starts, and now they're 9-10. But yeah, he went five innings and gave up one run, but the Yankees ended up losing the game. But they've won every other one of his starts.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I mean, that guy has been a revelation. And, you know, I just hope, you know, no, and I want to bring the Knicks into this, but not, you know, Patrick and Bernard King, they got to play only a handful of games together, okay? And it's just, I am just hoping, and my fingers crossed, that Cole is going to come back just with a chip on his shoulder, and him and Fried are going to line up and just show everybody how it's done, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not worried about the chip on Gerrit Cole's shoulder. I'm sure he's going to be – I'm more worried about the ligament in his elbow than I am the chip on his shoulder. It's just a matter of him getting healthy and when he comes back being able to be himself. I mean, I have no doubt he's going to be raring to go. I'm sure it kills him now that he can't help this team. And yeah, I mean, listen, that was the plan, right? Like when we talk about plan B right now and we talk about the pivot, as I'm having some fun with today, like the pivot was pitching. Yes, they added Goldschmidt. Yes, they added Bellinger. But this team was going to be built on starting pitching in the bullpen. They added Max Fried to go along with Gerrit Cole, as you're talking about. They had Max Fried. They had Gerrit Cole. They had the rookie of the year, Luis Hill. Right? Then you have, obviously, Clark Schmidt. And that was like the rotation was supposed to be the driving force of the team. That was supposed to be what made this team special. And, you know, Carlos Rodon is obviously the fifth one. That five-man rotation was going to be what got them through. And then they added Devin Williams to the back end of the bullpen. They had Weaver and Williams. Jonathan Loaisiga coming back. They traded for Cruz, who's got that split finger that we're all very accustomed to now, having watched them for the first 2 months of the season. Like, it was about pitching. The offense was going to take a downturn. The offense was going to not be as good as last year. They were going to rely on Jason Dominguez. They were going to rely on a Cody Bellinger who's up and down in his career. They're going to rely on an aging Paul Goldschmidt who had a terrible year last year. They were going to rely on Wells continuing to, and he hasn't been that good, really. He's a double in this game, and he's got some slug, but his on-base and batting average have been terrible from Wells. But like the offense wasn't going to be as good. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit deeper. Maybe there's some, you know, some somewhat of quality, you know, deeper down the lineup. But this team wasn't going to be built on scoring runs. It was going to be built on pitching. And right now, believe it or not, it's their offense that's carrying them. With the injuries to the rotation, the bottom of the rotation's been terrible. And with Devin Williams and the occasional blown save from other guys, you know, Cruz had a bad Saturday. He had another game earlier in the week where he kind of lost it for the Yankees. We've seen Leiter blow one against the Diamondbacks. We've seen some guys, you know, typical stuff that typically happens. But the disastrous ones from Devin Williams really stand out. Like, the pitching hasn't been it, other than Max Fried. And obviously, Weaver's been great. It's been the offense. It's been the offense. And it's really been incredible. Marco in Queens. What's up, Marco?
Big Mac.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man? Big Mac, like, I have to criticize a little bit. Can I?
Criticize who, me or the Yankees?
Yeah, you.
Like, okay, let's go.
Like, stop, right? You okay. Know this guy's terrible right now. Like, the method.
Oh, I'm not getting on Juan Soto enough.
But he's not performing, Chris. And he's not contributing. Mm-hmm. This is a horrible deal. Your year one in a 15-year billion-dollar deal. This is the worst deal I've ever heard of and seen in my life. Okay, I'm so happy my Yankees, right, have Goldschmidt, have Bellinger,
yeah,
have Max Fried, like my guys, Grisham, like my guys are playing ball. You understand? Like, it's not about tonight's game or this weekend series. We took 2 out of 3, whatever. This is a horrible decision. Like, you're playing both sides of the fence. You're trying not to go, like, too hard on Soto.
I'm not.
This guy's not performing.
I agree.
Could you just please understand that and like deliver the right message to your fans?
What's the right message? Like, what's the right message? That Juan Soto sucks and it's going to be a disaster for 15 years? Do you think that's the message 2 months into a 15-year contract of a great player that I was crying about all offseason that the Yankees needed to keep him? You think I should just change what I believe and what I've seen in my life and understanding of baseball because Juan Soto's had a bad 2 months and his bad has an 822 OPS? Like, I don't know what I want you, I don't know what you want me to say.
Like, you're just so delicate.
I'm like, not being delicate. So I'm telling you what I think. I don't think he's terrible. I don't think he's a bum. I don't think the Mets made the worst deal in the history of sports. You might. I don't feel that way. I think it's a bit premature to make that assessment.
Okay. So when is, like, give me a deadline then. Fine.
Of this contract? I have no idea. I don't know. I'll have to tell you how it feels.
June? Like August? Like when is it time?
I'm just saying, if in August he's got, like, let's say, say he's got 20 home runs or 25 home runs in August, he's got an 830, 850 OPS, and he's driven in 70, 80 runs. Is he worth $765 million? No. Is he the worst ball player I've ever seen? No. Guys have down years. I don't know. He's had some other down years in his career. Juan Soto's a great player. Let's see what he does in the postseason, because that's all anyone gives a damn about anyway, and he's a proven postseason player, and he's won a championship, and he was great for the Yankees in the postseason. You can't make declarative statements. That's why I'm prefacing it with stuff, because I honestly feel that way. Today, the Yankees are better off that they didn't sign Juan Soto. Today, he looks awful. And there's something wrong with him. Today, he hasn't hit with runners in scoring position. He was 1-for-10 in this series. I don't know what comes tomorrow because Juan Soto is a terrific baseball player who's 26 years old. And I'm not going to say that the Yankees, you know, dodged a bullet and that the Mets have a disaster on their hands 2 months into a 15-year deal. That would be stupid. Because if I did that, 3 weeks ago, we could all say that Cody Bellinger was a disaster of a trade and a waste of $25 million. And today, I don't feel that way. And we could have all said, oh my God, how did you trade for Devin Williams? This guy's a bum, he's a disaster. And I'll tell you the truth, moving forward, I don't feel that way. I think he's going to be a real impactful, important player for this team. I'm trying to assess what I've seen. I'm not couching it. I'm not trying to be easy. I'm not trying to get the Met fans on my side. I'm trying to honestly assess what I'm seeing. And I could give you shtick, and I could come on as the Yankee guy and just absolutely smoke Soto and tell you what a disaster it is, and or I could give you what I honestly believe. What I honestly believe in right now, he's not himself. He didn't impact this series when I expected him to. And right now, the Yankees are better off not having him. And I never thought I would say that ever. But I'm saying it today. I just can't tell you if that's going to be the case forever. Because Juan Soto is a great player who I watched be great for the Yankees, who I wanted desperately, and I can't change my opinion on that 2 months into a terrible quote-unquote season where he's got an 822 OPS. It's not Juan Soto-like. It's not top five hitter in the game, like, which I think he is, or what he can be. But he's also not terrible. I mean, you want to make assessments. All right, so this is what we should say come May. Trent Grisham is better than Juan Soto. That's it. Let's just say it. We know that today definitively. Congratulations, Yankee fans. You let Juan Soto go, and Trent Grisham is the better player and will be forever. Let's go with that then. Maybe that'll make you happier.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.